This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long at 545. Steve Geller will join us for our Bet 365 triple option feature at 520. The voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss, will join us to break down what he thinks will happen come first round, and that's 1 week from today. And again, it starts here on the Big 870 at 4 o'clock. Hoss and Deuce, they'll be at the Saints camp interviewing all the major players there, from Kellen Moore to Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, Michael Parrington, the offensive defensive coordinators for the Saints. And then at 6 o'clock, they'll throw it to us, and we'll be at 504 Golf on Howard Avenue, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Steve Geller. Hoss and Deuce will meet us there a little bit later, as soon as they can get there. And they may get there before the Saints pick at 9. So we'll have wall-to-wall coverage of round one. And then starting at 6 o'clock, no, I think it'll start at 4 again the next day. And we'll be on at 6 doing the exact same thing for rounds 2 and 3. Interesting, the Saints still have that second, but got two-thirds this year. So we'll have 3 picks on day 2 of the draft, and then starting on Saturday at 10 o'clock, we'll have you wall-to-wall coverage until it's over with in round 7, and we may be here till 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock. We'll also give you coverage of the press conference when Coach Kellen Moore and Mickey Loomis address the media on the selections next Saturday. Charlie, we had talked about, and I got a text about Savion Jones. Savion's not my top 80. He's 83 for me. So he's got an opportunity, and I saw Savion when he came out of St. James High School. He wasn't 220 pounds. He was less than that. He grew into that big body, has played some defensive tackle, played much better this year when he was on the edge. He's not a super quick guy to get edge pressure, but I think he'll always be solid there. Plays the run very well. He's instinctive. He's learned how to use his arms and hands really, really well to get off blocks. And while I think he's a good pass rusher, he'll never be a great one. And at one time, I took a look at him, and I thought, man, this must be like Daniil Hunter looked like when he was in high school, because they have similar kind of bills at the high school ranks. I mean, Hunter has gone on to have an unbelievable NFL career. After it was kind of pedestrian at LSU, he didn't have a lot of sacks, and he told me the reason why he had not gotten stronger in the lower body to build up that power and turning power into speed. And man, Daniil Hunter, he's one of the best edge rushers in the game today. But I think Savion Jones, and I think his fit would really be good in a 3-4 defense where he would play defensive end. Big fan of Savion. big fan of his.
I got to double check his official measurables, Mike, but he's got some good size to him. And I know that he kind of fluctuated a little bit. You talked about Savion's journey when he first arrived at LSU.
He was skinny as a rail.
220 pounds, maybe.
I don't know if he was that.
And then he gets all the way up to like 280 pounds.
He was more than that, too.
He talked about potentially playing him inside, right? And that was back in, what was it now, 2023. But then in 2024, he cut a little bit of weight, got to a better spot for him. And as you've mentioned, playing defensive end in a 3-4 scheme just feels like the best fit for Savion at the next level. He's another one that, Mike, when we had talked about Braden and Savion, the two edge rushers from LSU, initially before all this buzz came in about Braden Swinson, that you figured that both of them would be, you know, maybe a late day two, early day three, late third round, maybe fourth round pick.
I still feel that way about Savion.
Yeah, I agree. Savion's not getting as much buzz as Braden is. Braden's shooting up draft boards, but Savion's still in a good spot, right? You're either a potentially a late third round pick, early fourth round pick, and you're going to be on an NFL team come, you know, the fall.
I do one thing, man. He's pedal to the metal. When he gets out on the field, he's going to give you everything he's got, and he's got a lot. And he did get heavy. He was in the 290 range. And got his weight down. Pete Jenkins kind of ran out of defensive tackles. And so he had to play him inside. And he's always, man, when you see Savion, please apologize to him that I had to do it. But I knew really he was better off on the edge. And goes to show what Kevin Peoples did this year. In 1 year at LSU, look the progression of Braden Swinson and Savion Jones.
And two completely different players off the edge, too, Mike.
And, man, Kevin Peoples, I'm just telling you, that's the mark of a good coach, of taking a guy and kind of getting the very most out of him. We didn't see that with Braden. And then all of a sudden it blossoms with Kevin Peoples. And Savion, I thought, was a good player. I thought last year became a very good player for the Tigers.
So his combine measurables, Mike, 6'5". 280 pounds is what he measured in at Indianapolis. So he's still holding heavy at the 280. And then the arm length, 33.5-inch arms, 10-inch hands. And the production, right? The boost, as you mentioned, under Coach Peoples from 2023 to 2024 was a jump. You go from 33 tackles to 40, 3.5 tackles per loss to 7.5, 2.5 sacks, 4.5 sacks, right? He made that step under Coach Peoples in 2024 to where now he's a draftable prospect and teams are doing their research on him.
Yeah, no question about it. And while I haven't had as many calls about Savion, I do know his character is very good. And, man, he's always been a guy. And he sort of dreamed at one time. Him and Kyron Lacy both told me the same thing. Man, we grew up, we want to play basketball. That was the dream, to play, you know, basketball. And you know, Savion takes a look around. They got a lot of 6'4" basketball players. But, man, that ability at that time, when he came out of St. James, he could run the field well. He was a good edge rusher. And I think it's going to really hold forth really well for him. And he's going to end up being a late third, early fourth round pick. So to answer that texter, that's where I think Savion will be. And with Braden Swinson, right now I'd put him as a late second, early third. I think that looks to be where he may potentially get selected at. And, man, if I'd have told you that last year, ain't nobody would have believed me. No one.
And then he leads the team with 8.5 sacks and 13 tackles for loss in 2024, Mike. And he just had the breakout season. That is exactly what you want to. He made a lot of money in 2024.
And we didn't see any of this at Oregon.
Right.
We didn't see it in 2023. But then, you know, the light came on. He got his weight right. Man, fundamentally got much, much better. Coach Peoples talked about that he became the technician. That's what he needed to be, the technician. And, man, he was that in 2024 for the Tigers. When we come back, we'll have on with us the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Before we go to Mike Haas, man, LSU's in the semifinals tonight for women's gymnastics and trying to defend that title, Charlie. And, man, for the Lady Tigers, they have been something. Man, I got two grandkids, and if anything kind of captivates them, it's to watch the gymnastics. My oldest granddaughter's in gymnastics herself, pretty good at it. But, man, LSU gymnastics and, you know, Coach Didi did a great job there. But what happened last year to win that title? And it was so suspenseful to watch it at the end. But LSU now on that journey to try to get it 2 years in a row.
Eight teams left, Mike. It's Oklahoma, Florida, Missouri, and Alabama in the first semifinal, then LSU, Utah, UCLA, and Michigan State in the second semifinal.
Man, how did Michigan State get Yeah, you look at all the different regions, it's they kind of the lone wolf.
Yeah. It's a lot of, like, you know, Southeast and then the couple, a little bit in West competition with UCLA and Utah, but Michigan State is kind of the lone wolf.
The lone wolf there, but man, I've seen Michigan State, and they're impressive. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and next week at this time, Haas, you'll be doing what I'm doing. You'll be interviewing, and you'll be interviewing the Saints brass out at the camp itself.
Yeah, but let me finish up on your conversation. USA Gymnastics, the championships, right here, Smoothie King Center, August 7th through the 10th. So the best in the world will be coming here. And so that's pretty cool. So you're right. Just wanted to follow that up. But, yeah, 4 to 6 next Thursday, Deuce and I. You know, the first few pretty cool. We know them all. And then we're going to go. It's a lot of new coaches, right? So new theories, new kind of thoughts, new processes. And I'm not even sure they don't even know the answers to some of the processes yet, just starting OTAs. But, man, it is. And then, of course, with the news on Friday, and we went from just kind of a, all right, let's prepare for the coaches. It was a big deal just to have a pick in the top 10. And, you know, 9 picks overall. I like the number 9, by the way. 9th pick, 9 picks overall. But then everything changed. And now it's just, oof. I don't know how you did it for so many years. My head is just swimming with names and percentages.
Charlie can tell you, man, I wish I wrote notes on stuff. I'm fortunate, man. The good Lord give me that ability to recall pretty good. But, you know, I look at it this way. Man, Derek Carr, he can go play somewhere else now. He didn't throw down his cards. He don't want to be here. Okay, June 2nd. I cut you loose. You go do what you got to do, and I'll move on from you. And, you know, it's a difficult kind of profession to be in because sometimes agents and lawyers and, you know, you're trying to maneuver. He didn't want to be here, and I think he's doing his best not to come back, which I don't expect he will. But, Micah, we had a texter ask about trading up in the draft, and I'll answer the texter first. I think the only way the Saints would have traded up in this draft class, and I don't think they will, but they would have, and I think maybe tried to. I think they did make a shot at it to get to the one spot, to get Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami of Florida. I'm pretty sure about that. But then the Titans, you know, they look as though they've sort of tightened the belt and say he's going to be our guy. Talking about maybe moving up for Will Campbell. I don't see them making a move to go up in this draft. Mike, I want more picks. I don't want less. And this team's got enough holes. Man, 9 picks ain't enough.
Yeah, but that's not the MO, right? I mean, trading back to get more picks. I mean, that sounds like a great philosophy, but, you know, doesn't – the front office is the front office. And I'm not saying they won't, but just if you look at history, it's not what they've done. I mean, the last 5 drafts, they've averaged 5.8 players a draft. So not even 6 guys. So to have 9, and I agree with you, Ben, if they have wide receiver, offensive line, tight end, you know, defensive run stopper, secondary, there's no position that running back that doesn't need – you know, an upgrade, an impact player, and you have this opportunity, but I don't see it. But so I guess let me ask you, because I'm sure you've been asked a million times, like, to me, the Saints are the grade is the grade, right? They've got their grade on Shador and Jackson and all the quarterbacks. And so the grade didn't change on Friday. And I feel that's kind of who they are. That's their DNA. Do they take Shador at 9, or do they – and maybe they had him graded there already. I don't know. But if they didn't, history tells me they won't deviate from the board.
If he's not 9, I don't pick him, and I'm fairly certain they don't have him close to 9. So, you know, if it's an offensive lineman, if it's a defensive lineman, if it's Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State, if it's Tet, maybe, McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona. I don't deviate because, Mike, I've spent so much time and cash money, okay, and hours scouting these players. For me, all of a sudden to say I'm going to throw that out the window and I'm going to do what I want. Now, Mike Ditka did that. Mike came in with a real small card, and he was going to pick who he wanted. I don't care what the scouts think. These are who I want. But that's not how it's done here. And I think that they're not going to deviate from that. I think they're going to go with the best player on their board at 9.
And if that whoever that might be, and I would agree. I mean, to me, there's some unbelievable – well, I think the wide receivers we haven't talked about hardly enough – In the 1,300 mock drafts, the consensus that is going to be 1, and that's Tet, to be taken in the first round. So there's a ton of people out there. Would you maybe trade combine a 2 and a 3? Let's say, for whatever reason, Shador and Jackson both escape the first round. Probably not. Probably Pittsburgh maybe take, maybe Cleveland slides back into the first. Who knows? But let's say they both do. Do you take one of those guys? Do you trade? If he's not, do you feel confident enough in your second round pick to move up to get one of those two guys?
Mike, I think the thing with that is there's a third option to that. As that young man from Alabama, Jalen Milroe.
Jalen Milroe, yep.
And I know some people in that organization that really like Milroe. And, you know, you think about Kellen Moore and what he had in Philly. And Jalen Hurts, I would say, and I look at Milroe, Hurts is a lot like Milroe when he came out of Alabama. Now, not the Hurts that came out of Oklahoma, because Lincoln did a great job with him at Oklahoma. He refined him as a passer. And, you know, you could see that Kellen Moore would see that. That, you know, he's got a lot of Jalen Hurts in him, and I could refine that. I wouldn't have to play him year one, but I could build a package that he could see a lot of playing time. And the one thing he does really well as a passer, man, can he throw the deep ball. Now, short intermediate stuff is what he got to work on, and there's some mechanical stuff there. And people always ask me about, you know, at Manning, Bill Belichick was there this summer, and so I would always go watch the quarterbacks throw, and I'd always spend a little bit more time watching Milroe. Every practice, guess who kind of touched me, pulled us, hey, I got to get it. He was like, hey, we keep meeting here every morning. Bill Belichick. Hey, he wasn't there because he loved the heat and humidity of South Louisiana in July. He was there looking at quarterbacks because I think he thought he'd be in the NFL today, not in college football.
So who is under center game? If they go Milroe and want to kind of sit him and prepare him, your quarterback room right now is Carr, Spencer, Hayner, and James Madison's Ben DiNucci. So do they go out and get
I would go get a veteran.
Go get you a veteran and prepare Milroe?
I'd do that because I just see that if you're going to use a second-round pick on a quarterback today, I think you realize he's going to be your starter in 2026. And, you know, a big part of Kellen Moore getting a head coaching job is what he did with quarterbacks at the NFL level. Okay, look what he did with Dak Prescott. Justin Herbert, that was a tough situation because they were all beat up. And then look what happened to Jalen this year. But I do think that they're going to use an early pick on a quarterback, but it won't be at nine. It will not be at nine.
They'll be there. I mean, Shador, Jackson, Quinn Ewers, Tyler Shuck, Kyle McCord, Jalen Milroe, 40th pick in the second, and they got two in the third. If they ever did want to, you know, package something, so they've got options. But man, like you say, they've got holes, right? And as I say to everyone, if you don't run the ball better and you don't stop the run better than you have in the last 4 or 5 years, who cares what the question is? The next question is, right?
That's why, in my opinion, I think if a Tyler Warren is there, I think they go in that route. But I think what's not being talked about enough, defensive line. Mike, ain't stopped the run in 2 years on this football team. You got to get somebody that can help you. Now, you did go out and acquire a veteran nose guard in Davin Godshaw, and I think Davin will do a really good job there. But I think if they pick an edge early, that would tell you kind of the defense that they're going to run there. And they feel as though we don't have enough players there, and we want another guy to help out Chase Young. You understand with Cam, you know, he's in the winter years of his career, along with Carl Granison, who's played really well. But I want another one. I want another guy up front.
Right, but you're looking at that like I kind of am with this new defense. These edge rushers are not your – necessarily pass rushers. These edge rushers are, you know, there to stop the run as well. They're not the big 6'5", 6'6", guys. You know, they're going to be a different body type, you know, almost like a linebacker on the end because they've got to find a way to stop the run. And that's what I think Staley kind of looks at in this defense, assuming they maneuver their way to a 4-3. I mean, who cares? I mean, we talk about the
numbers. It's all hybrid.
Right, it's exactly. Everything's a hybrid. Tell me what play it is, and, you know, it's a 5-2 or a 4-3, who knows, right?
The other thing, too, is that doesn't have much depth, and it was the strength last year, cornerback, Mike. Yeah. And I don't think they'll pick one in round one. I don't see that. No. Just some of the things that have happened with Will Johnson. Now, if you'd asked me that a year ago, man, Will Johnson looked like the guy. And then he gets hurt, and then, you know, he's got a turf toe injury and a hamstring injury, didn't run, you know, at his workout. And that, you know, you hear a lot of different things from people outside or and in the Michigan kind of community. I don't think they use round one, but they're going to have to use, and I'm going to say this might be plural, they're going to have to use a couple picks, cornerback and safety.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think so as well. And just, you know, they, losing Will Harris, you know, they picked up Justin Reed, and they did were able to kind of get some guys from a depth standpoint, and Isaac Yedem and Ugo Amadi kind of keep them around, but and Tyron. But man, I agree. They're going to need some impact players, right? Depth there. You replace a Marshawn Lattimore and
Paulson Adebo.
Yeah, Paulson Adebo, exactly. But I think this is where, you know, I don't know how I feel about Kool-Aid. Like, I feel like I know a little bit of him, but it's, you know, I feel like we need to see more of him. And quite frankly, we need to see that 2023 class show up, right? Foskey, Miller, Saldivari, you know, those guys, you know, maybe in this defense, Foskey, you know, fares better. Kendre Miller, I don't know, right? And that's the most part I feel like. I think Alvin's as good as they come. I don't care how old he is. Forget age. But with Kendre Miller's situation, they got rid of Jamal. I mean, how does running back not kind of figure high in this draft?
As I told Charlie all the time about them three guys, good rook.
Well,
I mean, I've seen with Saldivari, I think they want him to be that guy. He just can't stay healthy. Kendre Miller, they want him to be the guy, can't stay healthy. Foskey, I can't tell you anything about him other than he's pretty good on special teams.
I agree. I mean, you know, but that's 2, 3, 4 of 2023.
And it goes back to what Mike and I have said multiple times on the show, that you build through the strengths of a draft. Luckily for the Saints, the running back class this year is fantastic. So you have the extra third-round pick, you have the extra fourth-round pick, and with the gigantic question mark that you have about Kendre Miller, because we just don't know about the kid, in all honesty, you got to at least take one running back at some point, especially in the middle rounds. And if not just one, potentially two by the end of it, because you just have so many question marks in that running back room. As you mentioned, Alvin's still fantastic, but he's not getting any younger. And then Kendre Miller enters the year as your RB2 after you cut Jamal Williams. And you just don't have any kind of idea what he's going to provide. Mike, it's a good running back class, so it kind of matches the timing. But you definitely need to take at least one, if not two.
It's a great class
for
depth. I've never seen these kind of guys that's going to litter in the third and fourth rounds. Where you could have 15 running backs go in rounds 3 and 4. That's how good a class it is.
You have the extra picks, use them.
Yeah.
What about wide receiver? I mean, to me, you know, I mean, you got Chris, you got Rashid, you picked up Brandon, you re-signed Dante, you got Bayless. But, man, I think this is a strong wide receiver class that's being overlooked, that maybe second, you know, again, we just threw away two quarterback picks or secondary picks, two running, but we're running out of picks.
We're running out of, and we got too many positions to fill.
Right, right. So, I mean, I'd love to get a tight end, but to me, I feel like, I don't know, the wide receiver room is strong, but can it be stronger? You know,
they don't have man receiver.
And there's not many in this draft either, Mike. That's the issue. A lot of these guys are kind of slot or like smaller guys.
Smaller guys.
Yeah, other than Tet.
You know, Tet's a big dude.
Tet and are like the two. But outside of that, it doesn't really match the need, unfortunately. But if Higgins is there at 40, I mean, he could be an option. I don't know.
He's a big receiver from Iowa State. They got a big and a small. I mean, you know, man, you know, people say Iowa State's not that good. What? Play against them two receivers and see if they're not that good. They're really good. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to working with you on that 3-day stretch starting 1 week from today.
Look forward to it as well. Thank you, Charlie. All right, Michael.
All righty. Michael, Spice of the Saints. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, gentlemen, it is going to be a lot different college game days. The great Lee Corso is retiring. He's going to make his final headgear pick, ESPN's college game day, Saturday, August 30th. That's week one of the 2025 season. Corso turns 90 years old in August, guys. He's been a part of the college football pregame show since it debuted back in 1987. And like I said, just game days won't be the same. Waking up, throwing that on, ever since I can remember as a kiddo watching. And I looked up some of the interesting tidbits from Lee Corso's time. He's had 430 mascot headgear selections all time. Not bad. He's gone 286 and 144 all time.
That is good.
So that's .665 win percentage.
No,
right
look,
there.
If you were better, you'd be what I call R-I-C-H.
Looking also some of the most headgear selections he's made. Number one was Ohio State 45 times. Alabama coming in at number two at 38 times. Good old LSU, number three, 25 times. Florida, then 22 times. In Oregon, 21 times there. But, man, it's just a mainstay of me, you know, my youth and growing up. It just seemed every Saturday morning, looking forward to waking up and getting ready for a day of college football, and Lee Corso was a part of that. Glad he's coming back at least for one final show.
And think about it, I'd have never believed how good Nick Saban is on there now. You know, Nick, he didn't like the media at all, and he's got a kind of a salty tongue, which I understand. I'm around him all the time like that too. But man, he is really good. He's entertaining,
right?
Very, very entertaining. And you wouldn't think him and McAfee would be like partners, so to speak,
right?
But they two peas in a pod together.
Perfect, right? Good combo.
Yeah, guys. Speaking of McAfee, I'm going with Aaron Rodgers in the news that
Rodgers.
He went on the Pat McAfee show and talked about he hasn't decided on his future and that he's potentially willing to play for $10 million in 2025 after a tenure with the Jets that didn't go very well. And recently, you know, Rodgers started kind of popping off about the Jets and how, you know, he went from basically California to New York to meet with the Jets brass, including their new GM, Darren Mooney, and also their new head coach, Aaron Glenn. And they basically told him, yeah, we're going in a different direction at quarterback. And he gets all, like, frustrated that, oh, you know, why couldn't you just tell me this over the phone? Why'd I have to fly all the way out here for you to just tell me you don't want me for 2025? You know, the Jets have already signed Justin Fields. They could also potentially be in the quarterback market this year and get a developmental guy. But Rodgers is not going to be a New York Jet. We're going to see where he ends up playing. He hasn't ruled out retirement, but he's also put it out there, $10 million a year is what he's potentially looking for.
Because he's already getting paid by the Jets. Okay, he didn't break that into the conversation. You know,
that's going to be the same situation with Derek Carr.
Same with Derek Carr, same with Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
If something happens with Kirk and he gets cut loose, you know, and if I'm another team, my deal is I don't want that contract. You know, I'm not going to give up anything contract-wise, and I'm not going to give up a draft choice, so I'm going to let Atlanta deal with it.
Yep.
You know, and when will Arthur Blank blink, so to speak, and say, you know what, enough's enough. Just cut him loose, and he'll go somewhere else and watch the people after Kirk Cousins then, despite the fact I didn't think he played real well last year. I think the Achilles really hampered him, and it threw his accuracy skills off. Almost at times, he looked like he was throwing the ball off balance.
Yeah,
he just wasn't certainly the same passer as we had seen in years past. Charlie, you'll like this one because it's a baseball one, and I rarely do it. But how about the NL West?
Oh.
The San Diego Padres right now. They 15 wins, four losses.
That's who the Astros are playing next, too.
Okay. The Giants, and I know Chrissy Smith, who's been on with us before covering the Pelicans. She's the biggest San Francisco Giants fan they got in this area. Oh, Lord. She waved the flag big time for the Giants. They 13-5, so they are a game and a half out. The Dodgers, Charlie's favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
They 14-6, and they're a game and a half out. And then the Diamondbacks, 11-7, 3.5 games back. Man, but think about the Padres and that start, and then followed by the Giants and the Dodgers. You'd have thought maybe it'd have been Dodgers.
Absolutely.
And then the flip after that. But, man, what San Diego and San Francisco have done early in the season, and it is still early. Very impressive.
And poor Colorado sitting there at 3-15, guys. Like, you have all these other teams that are basically
El Stinko.
Not just at the top of their own division. If you combine the entire NL together, in order, it goes San Diego, the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks. Before you even get to the Cubs at 12-9. And then, like, the Mets and the Phillies both have 11 wins. But to your point, Mike, it is a loaded division. And then you have the poor Colorado Rockies. And the best comp that I can give it, imagine for football fans, like, I'm trying to think, like the AFC North, right? Where you have these three loaded teams with great quarterback situations, and then you have the Browns, and then you have Cleveland. That's kind of how you should picture it with poor Colorado at the bottom of the standings.
Oh, man. So, yeah, and we'll be covering that. We'll take some time to cover the Major League Baseball scene and that sort of thing. But, man, the Padres, and 2 years ago, man, they were really, really good. They got hot late.
Like you said, it's early. We'll see if they can keep it up for sure. You know the Dodgers are stacked.
But so who do Astros play next?
The Astros play the Padres next. Listen, guys, the Astros have been weird this year. It's win, loss, win, loss. They haven't won two straight games yet. We're like 20 games into the season. But they really haven't lost many games in a row. So they're hovering around 500 right now. We'll see what happens.
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I want to tell everybody LSU baseball pregame starting at 6:30 as the Tigers play the Alabama Crimson Tide. And first pitch at 7 o'clock, Charlie, Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, he just signed a one-year deal with the Bills. And
back in Buffalo, and he'll always be part of NFL history because when they swap picks, Buffalo and Kansas City in round one, guess who Kansas City got? Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
And Tre'Davious was the pick. Now, they got a first-round pick the following year also. Tre'Davious White was the pick for the Buffalo Bills. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.